Welcome to a new edition of the Joshua Montel audio blog presented by Audioboo. Well, it has been a while. I said anything in here, mostly my mini podcast as you will. Only appear once every fortnight. Not really true, of course, because it has been a long while I've put anything in here. So, oh well, maybe it's fun to do it again. Actually, eventually I want to do a full-fledged podcast, but in the meantime, I can check out if stuff works out and if it's really good to post it through Audioboo, because it is possible to post anything on Audioboo and will appear on iTunes. Without further ado, we have a topic for today. The topic for today is Raw. Well, I like wrestling. Who doesn't? Wrestling has always been a very cool sport. I've been a fan for over, I will always say, 20 years. I have been watching it 15 years of my life non-stop. Since 1998, I was hooked again on wrestling, but before those days, I watched it whenever it was on television, and wrestling is very rare to get here on Dutch television. So that's why I've only been only for 15 years. So currently, I watched Raw last night. However, I fell asleep during the second hour. It's not because it's boring and it wasn't a good episode, but because it was already 3 a.m. in the morning. Actually, I fell asleep around 3:30 a.m. The show probably runs around 5 a.m. ish. I had a long night, and that means I didn't have the energy left to stay awake while watching WWE Raw. So the theme of Raw was Raw Country. Raw Country, well, they're from the state of Tennessee, and that's why they get a tune theme. And the tune of the Raw wasn't the regular This Is the Night by Static, or I forgot the name of the band, but they say it like that. They have been changed the theme from a stupid, well, country genre music, so sorry, to a country theme. I don't really like the show. It was quite plain boring, and you couldn't see or you couldn't hear them saying anything to progress into buying the pay-per-view, which is this Sunday. Well, normally pay-per-view should be interesting, and especially because it's one of the four big pay-per-views, and it wasn't. It was not interesting, and they could have used this theme maybe in the second week building up to a pay-per-view, but not in the go-home show of pay-per-view. What did we see last night? Highlights of the show was The Miz turning heel again. He turned his partner Kofi Kingston in a tag match against the Real Americans. Xavier Woods from NXT made his debut in a tag match. Tag match with Arthur, and for that matter, I forgot who they were facing. Oh, 3MB, of course. A band from Tennessee played live. That was their hometown, so they got used pop for that. John Cena was in the ring, had a segment with Alberto Del Rio in a sling, but oh well. Cena just took off his brace and said, ha, I know what I mean. They attacked, fought, he built, and that's why you have to buy the pay-per-view, I guess. But in the end of the night, it was a 12-man tag match, and was faced with the heels, and none other than Rey Mysterio make his return on Raw. Well, the surprise, we all guessed he would be an sooner or later back in the WWE. He never left because he was the Spanish commentator at Hell in a Cell, if not mistaken. No, it was Hell in a Cell, yes. But he's already back. Already, he has been out for a long time. Back for a short time, injured again. Well, I hope to see more of him, and hopefully he will be at Survivor Series. We never know. This was my short Raw recap, because it wasn't that exciting, but see you next time. Ciao.